4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne's 4x2, not the building show. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm good. You're enjoying this colder weather, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm definitely a winter person. I don't deal well with heat, so as long as I can get a little bit of sun I don't mind the cold weather. So, it's right up my alley, actually.
Very good. All right. Well, what have you got for us this week?
Okay, well, first off the rank is a TV show called Stateless. This is aired earlier this year on ABC. You can catch all 6 episodes on ABC iView. And I guess in these times when there's obviously human rights and civil rights are taking, the headlines everywhere, still a good reminder that, some of the worst human rights of concerning refugees. So I think this is a really vital show, a very compelling, strong drama set in the early 2000s, actually based or partly inspired on the real-life story of Cornelia Rau, who was an Australian permanent resident who was actually illegally detained. I read a lot about it after I watched the show, and it's a sad, very sad story, very strange and sad story, and a lot of it's inspired by that story. So in this drama, there's 4 central stories. There's the, as I said, the woman that's based on the illegally detained who's suffering from mental health issues and is detained in the refugee camp. There's a conflicted security guard. That's his story. There's an immigration department official who's sort of sent in to oversee. There's escalating protests and everything, so it's sort of seen from her point of view. And most importantly, probably there's an Afghani refugee, a father and a daughter who come by a boat, and sort of their story as well. So it's sort of a broad canvas of all those 4 stories. And it's just a really, really great drama. I guess stories of injustice, cruelty, government politics. It's all very vital and something, I guess, not to forget. But it still works as a drama, so it's not pure message. It really works well, and the acting is great. Asher Keddy is fantastic in the role as the immigration department official, and Yvonne Strahovski is amazing as the woman that's sort of in the immigration camp and not really sure what's going on with her. So also small roles from the great Cate Blanchett and Dominic West. So this is a drama I really recommend.
It's interesting, the lady who plays the lead in that, Yvonne Strahovski, is from The Handmaid's Tale. I know a lot of viewers will recognise her there. Yes. So it attracted quite a big cast.
It did, yeah. It's a huge cast. And I guess she's played 2 different roles. One role totally sympathetic and the other one not. But she does a remarkable job. And, there's really a lot of great actors in this. And even, as I said, someone like Cate Blanchett, who's got a minor role, I guess, in the show. She adds a lot of star power to it. And I just think it's on so many levels, it works really well. And I think if you haven't seen it, catch it now.
Yeah. And so it's 6 episodes. Are they hour long or are they half hour?
They're around about 50 minutes.
About 50 minutes, close to an hour.
Yeah. 6 episodes. Really, really well made.
Okay. Number 2.
Number 2 is an album that I love by a band called Woods from New York. Band I've loved for over a decade. If you have a band that flies under the radar, I think it definitely is Woods. This is actually their 11th album in 15 years. They've been very prolific, and this is their latest one called Strange to Explain, released a couple of weeks ago. They'll do everything on their own label called Woodsist. They'll even hold a festival each year for their label with various label mates playing along. And it's all just a really, really beautiful album, and it really encapsulates probably what, if you could say what I love about a band, they encapsulate everything. Beautiful melodies, high-pitched vocals from the lead singer, which I really love, jangly guitar, and also some psychedelic guitar jams. So it's sort of, if you could have a band that is made for me, it's definitely Woods. really, really love it. Jeremy Earl is the main man with the gentle and high voice. He also does all the artwork for the albums, and I actually got a piece of his art on our walls. The band came here about 5 or 6 years ago, and there was a little art exhibition selling some of his prints, so I've got one of his prints on our wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's a really great artist and great musician and songwriter, and he's the lead man. And the other vital part of the band is a fellow called Jarvis Tavernier, who's like the do-everything. He's also a producer, and he produced the album. This album, he's moved to California, so it was actually recorded out there rather than the home state of New York. But I just say this album's warm, it's fuzzy, it's beautiful. If you like jangly guitar, great melodies, then I really, really recommend this. And if you haven't heard other Woods album, there's a lot to explore, so I'd definitely recommend them.
Oh, nice. Nice recommendation. Yeah. A bit of going through the back catalogue as well of the Woods album. Sounds like there'll be some gold to find in there.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's a band I just love to death.
Okay. What have we got in number three?
Number three is actually another show that's on iView, ABC iView, but it's an American production, High Fidelity. This is a Hulu program from the US, but we've got on ABC TV. Season one just was broadcast a couple of weeks ago. Now, High Fidelity, obviously, it's based on the Nick Hornby book, which was set in England, and then John Cusack made the film, which was set in Chicago. But now the TV show is updated to 2020 or 2019, I guess, and set in Brooklyn. And Rob is still Rob, but now it's Robin, played by Zoe Kravitz, so played by a black woman living in Brooklyn, running a record store. The record store is still called Championship Vinyl, so it sort of still has a lot of the themes from the book and the movie, just updated for the present day. And I've really enjoyed this show. It's quite lighthearted, it's entertaining. Still, the main character has a lot of hang-ups with relationships, can't really get going in that field, and obviously a lot of music references in there. I really enjoyed it. A lot of charismatic actors in the film. I mean, in the show, and really some great New York scenery. I sort of thought maybe the music references weren't as up to date. I felt like
I was just about to ask you: were the music references like, were they from the book, were they from the film, or were they current day?
I've never read the book. I've seen the film, but I just sort of thought they'd be like very up to date with just basically all new references. But there's a lot of sort of 70s and 80s. There's a bit of Fleetwood Mac. There's a bit of everything. So I don't. It's a deliberate thing, I guess. I just thought it would have been a bit more cutting edge to be like just everything current day in different genres, not just have to be one genre, but they sort of cover a bit of all sort of bases. So I didn't think that worked quite as well. I mean, they're still enjoyable, but I just thought that would have worked better just doing more of that. But yeah. On the whole, though, it's still an enjoyable show, and a lot of it obviously deals more with her relationships, counting off list of relationships that have failed. So there's a lot of similarities there with the book and the film.
It's interesting because I feel like it almost sounds like a bit of a missed opportunity, right? Because you remember those shows and films that have a really epic soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it was a balancing act for them trying to maybe be true to its roots or be true to the film or kind of hook people in who may have seen the film but give them some familiarity in the show.
I think so, yeah.
Have you seen Baby Driver, the film?
Yes, I really enjoyed.
An amazing soundtrack, right?
Oh, fantastic.
And obviously that's key to that storyline, but that's what the minute you were kind of saying a bit of a missed opportunity in the music realm, I was thinking, that's, Baby Driver. It's an awesome movie, but it also has an awesome soundtrack.
So. Oh, yeah, and definitely. And also the way Edgar Wright with that film, the way he sort of got the music into the film, like the way it just dovetailed beautifully into a scene.
Yes.
So really, the music is like an extra character in the film, I felt.
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay.
So this done with some quiet work as well, but still very enjoyable, and they're only half-hour episodes. So.
Yay!
So it won't take you long to get through, and Zoe Kravitz is really good, so it's still worth a look.
Worth a view. Okay, cool. And then what have we got in number four?
Number four is a film called Bad Education. Now, this is a HBO film, came out a couple of weeks ago, and you can catch it on Foxtel. Now, this is based on a true story of the largest public school embezzlement in American history. So it's a fascinating film about greed and corruption. I guess when you start on a path of taking some money and where it actually can lead you to. This happened all in the early 2000s. out on Long Island in a small town called Roslyn. And it was a booming sort of high school area. They were doing extremely well, led by the superintendent. I won't give too much away, but let's just say there was a lot of money going elsewhere under his eye. Excuse me. The superintendent's played by Hugh Jackman, who's really, really great in the role. And also wonderful is Alison Jenny, who's like his 2IC, who was in on everything as well. It was very interesting. They sort of started out just taking bits of money here and there, and then it just escalated. And it was all uncovered by the journalist on the school newspaper who was just doing a bit of a puff piece. And they said, she said to her, why don't you dig a bit deeper? But she dug a bit too deep and found out a lot of bad doings. But this is just a really smart film, really well crafted, well written. I said the acting's great. So it's a good story, just very entertaining film. And it's another one where I learned about a story I never knew about before.
Yeah, okay. Bad Education.
Yes, very entertaining film based on a true story.
Awesome. Okay, so from the top, we had TV series Stateless on ABC iView. Then we had the new album from The Woods.
Yes, Strange to Explain.
Strange to Explain.
Yep.
Then another TV series available on iView, High Fidelity.
Yes, based on the great film and the book, but still a very good series.
Yep. And then the movie, Bad Education.
Yes, Bad Education, out now, and definitely worth a couple of hours to watch.
Oh, Wayne, as always, thank you so much. Hey, how are you feeling? No, when are cinemas opening back up? Are you getting out a bit more?
I'm getting out a little bit more. Hopefully planning to maybe even go to a little pub meal on the weekend. Obviously, a lot of they're opening with certain restrictions, so doing that. And got an email from Palace Cinemas, and they're opening on July 3. So very excited. Hopefully the Dendy is not too far away. So I'm just excited that hopefully I can actually get into a cinema and see a new film. So, looking forward to it.
Oh, I look forward to your excitement levels when you're talking to us about it.
it's good. And I think, all the numbers out there are doing well. So I think Australia is doing well in getting some entertainment back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Wayne, you have a fabulous week and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Willie.
See you later. Bye.